天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目，我是主持人张小环。弓长张，大小的小和环境的环，也就是左边一个王，右边一个步子。今天呢，麦克牧师将会带领大家继续来分享有关主导文的信息。亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，你们是否也会意识到说，其实焦虑和担心也是一种罪呢？在腓立比书四章六到七节中，神教导我们说，应当一无挂虑。可是我们还会担心，担心考试是否可以过，担心是否找得到工作，担心收入，担心房子，担心家人的健康。我们的生活完全被一些看不到的焦虑所捆绑了。并且我们一直都忘记神要让我们常常喜乐的命令。亲爱的听众朋友们，神其实已经允许会承担我们所有的焦虑。如果您现在在为一些事情焦虑和忧伤，那就让我们预备心，一起来看看麦克牧师是如何讲述焦虑的信息的。
Hello, listening friends. We are delighted you've joined us once more.
亲爱的朋友，你好，很高兴你能收听这个节目。
As many of you know, we are in the midst of a series of messages from the Lord's Prayer.
大家知道，主导文这个系列我们已经进行到了一半。
And today I want to talk to you about something very important.
今天我要跟你谈一些非常重要的事情。
I want to ask you this.
我来问问你。
Whenever the word sin mentioned, what does everybody think about?
每当提到罪这个字，大家都想到些什么呢？
They think of the big sins, murder, adultery, and stealing.
谈到罪，人们总是想到杀人、奸淫、偷盗等严重的罪。
There are very few people who would view worry and anxiety as sin.
很少人觉得担忧和焦虑也是罪。
Why is worry a sin?
为什么忧虑也是罪呢？
Because it distrusts God's promises of provision to the faithful believer.
因为神应许过，他会供应那些忠心的基督徒，而忧虑就是不信任神的应许。
The English term worry comes from the old German word meaning to strangle or to choke.
在英语中，忧虑这个词源自古代的德国语，意思是扼杀。或者窒息。
And that is exactly what worry does.
其实忧虑所产生的结果正是如此。
Worry causes a mental and emotional strangulation, which probably causes more mental and physical affliction than any other single cause.
忧虑会引起精神和情绪方面的压抑。这种压抑感远比其他因素对我们身心所造成的伤害严重的多。
I am told that a dense fog extensive enough to cover 7 city blocks 100 feet deep is composed of less than 1 glass of water divided into 60,000 million droplets.
据说一片100英尺厚可以覆盖七座城市的浓雾，是由不到一杯的水分解成600亿个小水滴而形成的。
In a similar way, the substance of worry is really always extremely small in comparison to the size it creates in our minds.
同样的，引起我们担心的可能是一个很小的事，但忧虑在我们心中所形成的影响就会无限量的放大。
An average person's anxiety and worry focuses on things that are not real problems.
一般来说， 往往人所焦虑的事都不是什么大问题。
40% of our worries will never take place.
我们所担忧的事中40%根本不会发生。
30% of our worries are about the past that cannot be changed.
30%是过去的事，那些不能改变的既成事实。
12% of our worries are about criticism by others, mostly untrue.
12%是别人对我们的批评，其中大部分都是不真实的。
10% of our worries are anxieties about health, which gets worse with stress.
10%的焦虑是为了自己的健康问题，但越担心情况越恶化。
Only 8% of our worries are about real problems that will be faced.
8%的忧虑才是我们将会面对的具体困难。
Worry is the opposite of contentment.
忧虑就是不知足的表现。
We saw in the last message that if we make our felt needs to be our focus, it will soon become our God.
上一次我讲到，假如我们只顾着体贴肉体的需要，这些需要就会成为我们的偶像。
The God of our felt needs is a merciless God.
这些需要所形成的偶像极其残忍。
He is the God of anxiety and worry.
他被称为焦虑之神。
He is the God of discouragement and disappointment.
也是气馁失望之神。
He is the God of disorder and turmoil in life.
他更是扰乱平静生活的偶像。
Jesus knew that worry and anxiety are a form of idolatry.
耶稣知道焦虑本身就是拜偶像。
That is why, after telling us to seek the will of God, for therein lays our foretaste of heaven, he goes on to say, "Give us this day our daily bread."
因此，在教导我们寻求他的旨意，常常在地如在天的滋味之后，他继续说。我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们。
In many countries, they have such an overabundance of bread that they throw it away.
很多国家食品过剩，他们每天都要扔掉多余的食物。
Then what are we praying for in these words of our Lord? Give us this day our daily bread.
那么在主导文里说，我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们，到底在向主求什么呢？
Some may be tempted to say that this is only relevant for the starving people of the world, not relevant to everybody.
也许有人说，这句话只不过与世界上那些饥饿的人有关，并不是和每一个人都有关联的。
To help organize our thoughts, let's look at this prayer under three headings.
让我们来看这句祷告中的三个重点，我们就清楚了。
First,
第一。
God's provision.
神的供应。
Second,
第二。
Our petition.
我们的祈求。
Third,
第三。
God's promise.
神的应许。
Jesus began with teaching us what our priorities should be in the following order.
耶稣一开始就教导我们应该先求什么，来决定我们的优先次序。
First, the name of God.
首先提到神的名字。
Hallowed be thy name.
愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Second, the kingdom of God.
第二是神的国度。
Your kingdom come.
愿你的国降临。
Third, the will of God.
第三谈到神的旨意。
Your will be done.
愿你的旨意成就。
Then he tells us of God's priority.
然后主告诉我们神的先后次序。
What is God's priority?
什么是神优先考虑的事情呢？
His provision for the need of his children.
就是对他儿女需要的供应。
Did you just hear what I said?
你听清楚了我所说的了吗？
Your daily needs, your daily welfare are his priorities.
你每天的需要，你每天的福分都是神所重视的。
Your daily supply of blessings, your daily concern are the very center of God's priority.
神每天赐给你的福分和你每天所关切的都是神优先注意的事。
But there is a sense of order here that we must never forget.
但我们必须牢记， 这里有个次序。
God is there for us if we are living for Him.
如果我们为主而活，神总是与我们同在，眷顾我们。
When your life's focus is God and His kingdom, then God's focus is your needs.
当你的生命以神为中心时，神也以我们的需要为他关注的中心。
When your life's focus is the glory of God, God's focus is your provision.
当你的生命以神的荣耀为中心时，神也以供应你的需要为他关注的中心。
When your life's focus is to bring honor to His name, His focus is every detail of your life.
当你生活的重点是为了让神的名得荣耀，神也在我们生活的每一个细节上顾念我们。
Only those who know God and walk with God can claim God's provision.
只有那些认识神、与神同行的人，才配享受神的供应。
There are many Christians who do not live for God, but they want God to live for them.
很多基督徒不是为神而活，却要神为他们而活。
But our problem is that we live such a busy life, we spend very little time focusing on God.
问题就在于我们每天为许多事情忙忙碌碌，却花很少时间来亲近神。
But if only we can truly understand God's sense of priority and order, it will revolutionize our life's priority.
然而，只有当我们真正明白神心目中的轻重先后，才能改革我们生命中的优先次序。
I believe understanding God's priority will empower you to conquer care and anxiety in life.
我相信，只有当你明白了神心目中的轻重先后，才会使你战胜生活中的焦虑。
The Apostle Paul told the Philippians about this same sense of order and priority.
使徒保罗告诉腓立比教会关于这个优先次序的问题。
When he said the following.
他这么样写着，腓立比书第四章六到七节，应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神，神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
Let me ask you this.
我来问你。
Do you want to overcome worry and anxiety?
你想胜过担忧和焦虑的捆绑吗？
Then you must understand God's order of priority.
那么你必须要明白神的优先次序。
It doesn't mean that you are not going to be concerned about the problems of life that you're facing.
这不等于说你不再关注每天生活中的各种困难。
Or the desperate needs that you are having.
或者说你不再关心生活中的基本需要。
No.
不是这样的。
But.
而是。
It will mean that you are no longer obsessed with the problems in life.
你不再被生活中的难题所困住。
It will mean that you are no longer consumed with your difficulties.
你不必在困境里面消耗你的生命。
This is the first point, God's provision.
这是第一点，也就是神的供应。
Secondly, our petition.
第二，我们的祈求。
The word give here is the heart of the petition.
在这里，我们向神祈求的关键就是赐给这两个字。
Praying, give us this day our daily bread, is not only a petitioning God to do what He already promised to do.
我们祷告说，我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们，不仅仅是求神把所应许的赐给我们。
But it is acknowledging that He is the provider of past blessings.
并且说出，过去他已经供应我们，赐福给我们。
That He is the provider of the present blessings.
今天他还在赐福。
That He is the supplier of tomorrow's needs.
我们明天的需要也是神供应赐予的。
Listening friends, I want you to listen closely to what I'm going to tell you.
亲爱的朋友，请仔细听我说。
The reason Jesus taught us to make this petition is because of His promise to answer our petition.
耶稣教导我们这样的祈求，是因为他答应要垂听我们的祷告。
We cannot expect God to give us what He had not promised.
我们不能期望神把他从来都没有应许我们的赐下来。
The reason we confidently petition God is because he already gave his word of honor to answer our petition.
我们之所以放心来到神面前求，是因为他应许过要垂听我们的祷告。
Yes, the Bible says that it rains upon the just and the unjust.
不错，圣经说过，神降雨给义人，也给不义的人。
But God obligated himself to meet the needs of those who trust him.
但是他答应要对那些相信他的人负责，供应他们的需要。
And that is why anxiety for the believer is a sin.
所以对一个基督徒来说，焦虑就是罪。
You may ask why.
也许你会问，为什么呀？
Because God obligated himself to you and all of your needs.
因为神已经答应对你和你的需要负责。
Therefore, we petition what is already promised.
所以我们所祈求的是神已经答应的事。
You cannot go to the bank and get money out unless you have absolute confidence and assurance that you have money in the bank.
除非你确定你在银行里是有存款的，不然你就不能从你的账户取钱出来。
It is wrong to live in worry and anxiety because God already promised to take care of us.
生活在担忧和焦虑中是错误的，因为神已经答应要看顾我们了。
Worry is the opposite of trust.
担忧是信任的反义词。
Worry is a trust in the negative.
担忧就是不信任。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because you are trusting in the unpleasant assurance of disaster and belief in defeat.
因为担忧就是相信大祸将要临头，认为自己将要失败。
Worry is like a rocking chair. It gives you something to do, but it does not go anywhere.
担忧就像一把摇椅，使你摇摇晃晃，很忙碌的样子，却一事无成。
And that is why this petition is placing your confidence in what God has obligated himself to do on your behalf.
所以这句祷文就是让你带着信心祈求，并相信神愿意对你负责的应许。
Worry is like fear. It is often irrational.
担忧就像恐惧那样是不合理性的。
Well, so far we have seen God's provision.
好，我们已经谈过神的供应。
We have seen our petition.
也谈过了我们的祈求。
Then thirdly, let's look at the promise.
那么第三点，我们来看一下神的应许。
The word us in Jesus' model prayer, give us, refers to those who trust him.
在主祷文里面，我们这个词是指信主的人。
Let us read to you Luke 18:29.
让我们来读路加福音第十八章二十九节。路加福音十八章二十九节，耶稣说，我实在告诉你们，人为神的国撇下房屋或者妻子弟兄父母儿女，没有在今世不得百倍，在来世不得永生的。
Here our Lord commits himself irrevocably to taking care of those who are willing to put everything on the line for him.
在这里，主耶稣斩钉截铁的应许，他要看顾那些愿意为他牺牲一切的人。
I want you to notice that sense of order again that we have been watching.
我想再提醒你，要注意神心目中的优先次序。
When you put him first, he provides for your needs.
当你把神放在首位，他就会供应你一切的需要。
When he is priority number one with you, your needs are priority number one with him.
你让神居首位，神也会把你的需要放在他的首位。
I am personally convinced that the greatest cause for famine and hunger in the world is not bad agricultural policy.
我个人相信，世界上的饥荒和粮食的缺乏，不是错误的农业政策引起的。
Or bad economic policies.
也不是错误的经济政策造成的。
Or even overpopulation, as some people think.
甚至也不是许多人所认为的，因为人口过剩的缘故。
These things could aggravate the problem.
当然，这些原因会使灾情恶化。
But the core problem for hunger is spiritual.
可是问题的症结是灵性方面的。
Only 15% of the world's arable land is used for agriculture, and that for only half of the year.
世界上只有15%的可耕地用来种植粮食，而且只耕种半年。
The problem is that many people place a low value on human life.
问题在于许多人根本不尊重生命的价值。
Some people see hunger and poverty as punishment they should endure.
有些人认为贫穷和饥饿是他们必须忍受的惩罚。
Others believe that poverty is God's will for them and they should not change that.
另有些人认为贫穷是神的旨意，人不应该改变现状。
But the Christian must trust in God to provide for him and for his families.
然而基督徒必须相信神一定会养活他们和他们的家人。
The psalmist said, I have been young and now I am old. I have never seen the righteous forsaken nor his children begging for bread.
诗人说道，我从前年幼，现在年老，却未见过一人背弃，也未见过他的后裔讨饭。
Listen to what Jesus said to his followers.
请听主耶稣是如何教导他门徒的。马太福音第六章25节、32节和33节。所以我告诉你们，不要为生命忧虑，吃什么，喝什么；为身体忧虑，穿什么。生命不胜于饮食吗？身体不胜于衣裳吗？这都是外邦人所求的。你们需用的这一切东西，你们的天父是知道的。你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。
How does God provide?
神是如何供应的呢？
God sometimes provides for his children through miraculous intervention.
有时神借着奇妙的作为来供应他的儿女。
But most often he provides for his children through hard work.
但更常见的是，他让他的儿女通过辛勤的工作获得供应。
Paul told the Thessalonians that if you can work and refuse to work, you should not eat.
保罗告诉帖撒罗尼迦的教会说，若有人不肯做工，就不可吃饭。
And the way God provides for us is by giving us life, energy, resources, and opportunities to earn a living.
神赐给我们生命气息、精神体力、资源和工作机会，使我们得供应。
He provides for those who are incapable of working through the generosity of his people.
有时他借着弟兄姐妹慷慨的资助，去帮助那些无法工作的人。
And he does that on a daily basis.
他每天都这么做。
Back in the wilderness, God began teaching his people to fully trust in his provision.
当以色列人在旷野的时候，神教导他们要完全信赖他的供应。
He said, I promise you my provision if you trust me on a daily basis.
神说，如果你们相信我，我就会按照你们每日所需要的供应你们。
They woke up in the morning and it snowed manna overnight.
当他们早上起来，发现地面上满了从天而降的玛拿。
But God knew that some of them were going to say, well, yes, you provide today, but what about tomorrow? Are you going to do it again?
但神知道他们中间有些人会说，不错，今天神供应我们，但谁知道明天还会不会给我们呢？
So they tempted God by distrusting God and hid some of the manna for the next day.
于是他们存着不信的恶心试探神，把那些玛拿私自藏起来，留到第二天。
And it stunk like a sewer in their tent.
可是这些玛拿都生虫变臭了。
How can the blessing become a curse?
本来的祝福怎么变成了咒诅呢？
Oh, when you distrust God.
哎，当你不信神的时候就会这样。
What was God doing?
神的用意是什么呢？
He was teaching them the very lesson that he's trying to teach you and me today.
他在教导他们学习一个功课，就像今天教导你和我一样。
As if to say, if I provided for your yesterday,
他仿佛对我们说，如果我昨天供应你了，
Why don't you trust me for your tomorrow?
你为什么不相信明天我会继续供应你呢？
If I upheld you yesterday,
如果我昨天扶持了你，
Why would I dump you tomorrow?
为什么明天我要离弃你呢？
If I answered you yesterday,
如果我昨天垂听了你的祷告，
Why wouldn't I answer you today and tomorrow?
难道今天明天我就不听了吗？
If I care for your yesterday and today, why wouldn't you trust me to care for your tomorrow?
如果我昨天今天看顾了你，为什么不相信明天我会继续看顾保守你呢？
The question is, will you trust God and His provision?
问题是，你愿不愿意相信神和他的供应呢？
My prayer is that you would say, yes, I trust God.
但愿你今天就对神说，是的，主啊，我信。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
我们下次节目再见。愿神大大的赐福给你。
感谢大家收听今天的《天路导向》节目。小环相信，只要我们将一切的重担交托给神，完全信托神的大能，那我们就会做好主耶稣托付给我们的大使命。好，亲爱的听众朋友们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神赐平安和喜乐给你们，我们下次再会。
我要欢呼歌唱，高声赞美不断，我要欢呼歌唱。